Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. World Water Day being observed today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, water has been lifeline of civilizations and stresses the need to protect it for future generations. Supreme Court says transfer of Justice Yashwant Verma to Allahabad High Court was independent and separate from in-house inquiry procedure. Bihar celebrates its Foundation Day today. President and Prime Minister greet the people on the occasion. U.S. President Donald Trump revokes security clearances of former President Joe Biden, former Vice President Kamala Harris and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, among others. And India's biggest cricket carnival, IPL 2025, to begin at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. World Water Day is being observed today. The day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. The global event aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. The theme of World Water Day this year is glacier preservation, emphasizing the critical role of glaciers in maintaining global freshwater supplies and the urgent need for conservation measures in the face of climate change, a report.
India has roughly 4% of the world's freshwater reserves to cater to the needs of its population. The government is implementing various schemes and initiatives to address water scarcity and improve water management. The Jal Jeevan Mission has provided tap water connections to over 15 crore of rural households across the country. The Atal Groundwater Scheme has raised awareness about the falling water level. The Amrit Sarovar Mission has given new life to water sources. And the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana aims to promote efficient water use in irrigation. To provide clean water, 25 lakh women from 5 lakh villages have been trained to test water samples. The government has also formed more than 5 lakh Pani Samitis to manage water supply systems. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी है। इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया। वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया। एक कहावत कई बार सुनी हो, बिन पानी सब सूखा।
On the World Water Day today, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil launched the countrywide Jal Shakti Abhiyan, Catch the Rain 2025, from Tau Devilal Stadium of Panchkula in Haryana. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini, Haryana Irrigation and Water Resources Minister Shruti Chaudhary, and several dignitaries were present on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Patil said that Jal Jeevan Mission has provided tap water to crores of households.
जल जीवन मिशन के द्वारा पानी दिया जाता है, उसकी वजह से लाखों बच्चों को मौत से बचा पाए हैं, 4 लाख से ज्यादा लोगों को डायरिया होने से बचा पाए, करीब 8.5 लाख करोड़ रुपया लोगों का जो आरोग्य पे खर्च होता था उसमें भी बचत हुई है।
The Supreme Court has said that the proposal for transfer of Justice Yashwant Verma to Allahabad High Court was independent and separate from the in-house inquiry procedure. The statement came after reports in connection with the alleged cash recovery from the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. The top court said the proposal was examined by the collegium comprising the Chief Justice of India and 4 senior most judges of the Supreme Court on Thursday, and thereafter letters were written to the consulting judges of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justices of the High Courts concerned, and Mr. Justice Yashwant Verma. The statement added that the responses received will be examined and thereupon the collegium will pass a resolution. CBI has conducted searches at several locations in Delhi and Noida in connection with allegations of irregularities in the allotment, development and sanctioning of Noida's Sports City project. According to sources, the CBI has registered 3 cases against various companies, their directors and unknown public servants on the directions of Allahabad High Court. During the searches, the agency recovered incriminating documents, digital evidence and other materials. The cases pertain to allegations of irregularities in the allotment, development and sanctioning of Sport City projects between 2011 and 2014. It was alleged that Noida Sport City project aimed to develop world-class sports facilities with residential and commercial areas in the sector 78, 79 and 150 of Noida. However, after the allotment of these projects, the related conditions were allegedly breached multiple times by the allottees, reportedly in connivance with Noida authority officials. This is suspected to have caused a financial loss of approximately 9,000 crore rupees to the state exchequer and undue advantage to certain developers at the state expense. In Chhattisgarh, Economic Offences Wing EOW arrested 5 officers for alleged irregularities in the procurement of reagents and medical equipment worth 660 crore rupees by the Chhattisgarh Medical Services Corporation, CGMSC. The scandal involves the supply of unnecessary and improperly stored reagents to health centers across the state. The officers who have been arrested by EOW include 2 general managers of the corporation and 1 deputy director of the health department. The arrested officers will be produced in the court today. Fire broke out at a chemical plant in an industrial area of Navi Mumbai and efforts to contain the blaze continued overnight, an official reported today. There were no casualties due to the fire, which started around 11:20 p.m. yesterday in the Shirwane Maharashtra Industrial Development Corporation area on the Thane-Belapur road. The fire spread rapidly due to the presence of highly inflammable chemicals causing damage to machinery and materials stored on the premises. Cause of the fire has yet to be ascertained and a probe will be conducted. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on RX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more news, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Bihar is celebrating its 113th Foundation Day today. The state of Bihar was carved out from Bengal Presidency during British rule on 22nd of March in 1912. This day is celebrated as Bihar Divas. More from our correspondent.
The theme of this year's Bihar Divas is Unnat Bihar, Viksit Bihar. Besides celebrations in the state, the Bihar Foundation is celebrating the commemorative occasion in different parts of the world through its various chapters. At different parts in the district headquarters and towns, Prabhat Feri were organized by students of school and colleges today, showing commitment to contribute in Next Gen Bihar. Various government departments like rural development, health, industry, education, sports, panchayati raj, information and technology are exhibiting good practices and innovations on the slogan given by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar for Developed Bihar. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people of the state on Bihar Day. In a social media post, the president praised Bihar as a land of knowledge and development since ancient times. She expressed hope that the people of Bihar will continue to contribute to the creation of a developed Bihar and a prosperous India through their talent, determination and hard work. The Prime Minister described Bihar as the sacred land of heroes and great personalities. He said that the state, which has made Indian history proud, is passing through an important phase of its development journey today. Mr. Modi emphasized that the hard-working and talented people of Bihar play a crucial role in this progress. He assured that no stone would be left unturned in ensuring the all-round development of Bihar, a state that has been a center of India's culture and tradition. The government exported a consignment of 30 metric tons empty of GI-tagged jaggery from Muzaffarnagar to Bangladesh. The initiative marks the beginning of direct exports of jaggery from Western UP to Bangladesh through Farmer Producer Organizations, FPOs, and Farmer Producer Companies, FPCs, The export was facilitated by the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority. Another consignment of Anthurium flowers was flagged off from Mizoram's capital Aizawl to Singapore. The first ever consignment comprised more than 1,000 Anthurium cut flowers. The consignment also marks a significant step towards expanding floriculture exports, particularly from the northeastern region. India has doubled its gross domestic product, GDP, in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by International Monetary Fund, IMF, with this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany, and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. U.S. President Donald Trump has revoked security clearances of former President Joe Biden, former Vice President Kamala Harris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and several senior former White House and national security officials. In a memorandum to agency heads and distributed by the White House Communications Office yesterday, Trump said the named officials should no longer be allowed access to classified material. He directed every executive department and agency head to revoke any active security clearances held by these leaders. In cricket, the 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. A report.
Cricket fever is set to grip the world once again as the biggest stars in the game converge for the grand spectacle of the IPL. The action kicks off this evening with a blockbuster opening match as defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The match will begin at 7:30 PM IST. Virat Kohli will take centre stage for RCB, supporting his captain Rajat Patidar as they don their signature red and black. Meanwhile, KKR, led by the legendary Ajinkya Rahane, will aim to begin their title defence in style, donning their iconic purple. But before the cricketing fireworks begin, fans will be treated to a dazzling opening ceremony featuring spectacular performances by Bollywood sensation Disha Patani, the soulful Shreya Ghoshal, and Punjabi powerhouse Karan Aujla. With 10 teams battling it out across 74 thrilling matches, the road to the grand finale on 25th of May promises breathtaking performances and unforgettable finishes. With Bimal Mohapatra, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Swiss Open badminton, Indian shuttlers Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will be up against the top-seeded Chinese pair of Sheng Shu Liu and Tan Ning in women's doubles semifinals at Basel, Switzerland, this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 5:10 PM Indian Standard Time. Commonwealth Games bronze medalist Treza and Gayatri defeated Hong Kong China's 8th-seeded pair Yung Ga Ting and Yung Fui Lam 21-18, 21-14 in the quarterfinal yesterday. The Indian duo wrapped up the win in just 44 minutes. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. World Water Day is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stresses the need to protect it for future generations. Supreme Court says transfer of Justice Yashwant Verma to Allahabad High Court was independent and separate from the in-house inquiry procedure. Bihar celebrates its Foundation Day today. President and Prime Minister greet the people on the occasion. U.S. President Donald Trump rebukes security clearances of former President Joe Biden, former President Vice President Kamala Harris, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, among others. And India's biggest cricket carnival, IPL 2025, to begin at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.